Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to tonight's Dundalk card. An 8-race card to look forward to. No superstars on the card, but a solid one nevertheless. How's things, Andy?
Very well, thanks, Alex. Yeah, good morning to you. Yeah, not a bad little card tonight. It looks one or two decent bets there, particularly that 7.15 looks a bit of a mouthwatering affair. Only five runners, but we've got Inform Horses, Antikus and Shawnee Locking Horns, and plenty of handicaps, good maidens to go at, so hopefully we should be okay there tonight.
Yeah, competitive action more than top quality, if you like, but that's good. Means we get a bit more value, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Some of the races look like 5-6 to 1 the field races as well, so it's going to be a case of pick the bones out of that.
Okay then. Well, we'll kick things off with the 5:45. It's a nursery over a mile, with seven runners down to go to post, I should say. A funny looking race this one, Andy, in that we've got Ava Starr up at the top there, who's by far and away that the highest rated in the field. Then we've got a little gap down to Sparky Sarky, who's not similarly highly rated, but there's a similar gap between that horse and then the rest of the field. Do you think that Ava Starr can carry this welter burden to victory, or is it going to go down to one of the improvers at the bottom?
Well, the problem is with Ava Starr, she hasn't been seen out since September, plus the fact she hasn't been on the all-weather. That said, it hasn't stopped Davy Watchman's horses winning here first time up in recent weeks, so that's a positive, and obviously Wayne Lorden booked as well. That's another huge tick in the box. And Wayne rode this horse when it won at Down Royal early on in the summer. Her last run, as I said, was at Gowran, when she was second behind a horse called Odyssea, trained by Edward Lynham. Her form probably just sets at quite a high standard. But there is a horse that I thought caught the eye here on the 15th of November that I'm quite keen on, called Sparky Sarky, even. Just had the two runs prior to that run here at Dundalk. And the latter of those went last of 14 behind Lady Mega. But that was over six furlongs. Now, stepping up in trip, I thought this horse ran much more stronger racing, keeping with its profile, by Sarky Secret out of a Danehill mare, and kept on quite willingly behind Magnolia Beach. Now, that race contained one or two Inform horses, and the speed for the race was quite good. The likes of Princess Polita, who was seconds won since, Relentless Pursuit, have gone into that race in pretty good form as well. So, with just normal improvement now off a handicap mark of 72, I think Dennis Lee, his two-year-old here, with Shami Heffernan on board, of course, who rode this horse last time out, has got bright prospects of causing a bit of a shock in the first tonight.
Okay then, Sparky Sarky, the pick there in the opener. Next up is the 6:15. It is a race over a mile with 15 runners down to go to post. Well, I say 15, 14, sorry, Andy. There's one reserve down at the bottom there. Cheers Buddy will start with here, a horse that likes it here and is looking to rack up a hat-trick.
Yeah, he's in great form. Les Smith's got a real good tune out of this horse, who loves it here at Dundalk. It certainly wasn't the first time that he'd showed good form here at Dundalk. Prior to that, he'd beat Pyromaniac, and I thought he won a bit snug, actually, last week, to be perfectly honest. Or the week before, sorry. I thought that was a good effort. And Ningaloo Reef, who reapposes, beat the Ballad and Alva, all in behind, have all got to try some way to turn the form around. Even Rose Angel, who I picked on that occasion, never really figured. Speed figure of the race is very good. This horse has got a good cruising speed, and at the moment, he's showing a really good turn of foot. He is up in the weights, however, again, he's now got a rating of 69, which might temper, 64, might temper the enthusiasm of some. But he's well drawn, and again, and I certainly wouldn't put it past this horse to run another huge race. If Reckless Lad, for instance, was drawn a little bit better than he is today, he would have been the chief threat, in my estimation, drawn in stall number 12, unfortunately, on this occasion. Pat Martin's gelding locked horns with a horse who's in good form at the moment called Arminiki Nico last time out, but Arminiki Nico, similar to Cheers Buddies, on a bit of a roll and on a hat-trick at the moment. So it certainly wouldn't surprise me if that Reckless Lad was to find this race a little bit more comfortable. You throw in the likes of those horses which I mentioned in Galurica, Alvar and Beat the Ballot, all coming here in good form. This is a trappy old affair. I probably would play those two against the field because they've been running in good speed figure races. They continue to thrive. That's Cheers Buddy and Reckless Lad. Cheers Buddy obviously would be the number one choice because he's slightly drawn better. But I wouldn't rule out the other fella running well if he can get a good run through in the hands of Robbie Downey, who's in great form at the moment.
OK then, the third race on the Dundalk card is the 6:45, a maiden over 7 furlongs. The obvious place to start here, Andy, is with Vector Force. Are you of the opinion that this one is has been a bit unlucky to date, or is thoroughly frustrating?
Yeah, he's been a bit unlucky, in all fairness. I fancied him that day when he got beat by Zareb. He got beat fair and square, but he was massively unlucky the other day to bump into a horse of a huge potential called Quadrivium, trained by David Watchman, having his race course debut. Was fairly easy to back as well, which suggested that we shouldn't, we didn't want to get too concerned about Quadrivium, but he blew away Vector Force in the latter stages, to be perfectly honest. And even though Joe Lyons' charge ran right away from the rest of the field, he couldn't quite keep tabs with that very, very powerful colt, who I think has got a bright future. Speed figure wise, it looks a very, very good race on the numbers. And really, to be honest, the dangers are fairly looking thin on the ground in this race. Tiffany Bay has run reasonably well in its two starts. She's got a bit of a chance, but she's making an all-weather debut, so there's obviously questions to ask there. If there is going to be a danger, it might well come from Shanuan, who made a night-catching debut the other day when it was fourth behind Princess Palita. I thought that was quite a good race. Again, another race that comes out in the numbers. Crafted Mastery, of course, who was in that race, has gone on to run well subsequently, albeit beaten at a short price. But it's all about Vector Force. He's got the figures. He's got the good draw. He's got two good runs under his belt here on the all-weather. And I don't think there's going to be any Quadrivium in this race. So hopefully he'll put a one in front of those twos.
OK then, Vector Force the pick in the 6:45. Next up is the 7:15, a handicap over 6 furlongs. Just the 5 runners got to post. But this is a really stonking race, Andy.
Yeah, it is. Man up on the night runs in this race. I've been waiting for Shawnee to drop back in trip to 6 furlongs. And hopefully he'll have enough speed to beat the other informed horse, Antikus, who also comes in here on a bit of a roll. But the numbers that David Marnane's 4-year-old gelding has been clocking up have been pretty impressive in recent times. I know he's got beat, but the run behind Regulation was a really good one, and I tipped him last week in a combination bet, suggesting we should play the two horses that ran out of that race, Shawnee being one of them, Takata Blue was the other one. And amazingly, they both finished second and third. They both run the races. They duplicated what they did before in the figures, but unfortunately, Indian Landing was there standing in the way. Now, Indian Landing, on his day, is a very useful horse. Tracy Collins has often got a good tune out of that horse every now and again. And Shawnee just failed in the latter stage. He tried to make all the running. I presume he'll try and do the same again with only a small field. But this time, he hasn't got 7 furlongs to run over. He's dropping back to what I believe is going to be his best trip, 6 furlongs, because he's got blinding early speed. And he's got that stamina as well. To get a little bit further. So hopefully he might be able to draw the sting out of Antikus. Of course, he's also in here on a bit of a roll. The only slight concern I have with Antikus is he's not ridden by Joseph O'Brien, who's teamed up with this filly on the last 2 runs and seems to have got a really good tune out of that horse. So I think it is between the two. I don't fancy Rummaging because, as I said on previous podcasts, I think Rummaging wants further than 6 furlongs, particularly against 2 speedy horses such as that. I think Knockstars is better at 5. And I don't think Under Review is quite good enough when he takes on top quality horses here. So in what looks a match, effectively, I'll go with Shawnee.
OK then, the 7:45 is next up, and that's a handicap over 1 mile and nearly 3 furlongs. 13 runners down to go to post here. Another really open contest here, Andy. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the unlucky horse from last week, She's No Joke, and suggest that she could be a quite well-handicapped horse. She ran in that race aforementioned in the previous preview behind Indian Landing, Shawnee and Takata Blue, but was massively unlucky. Could not get a run for love nor money. Mark Fahey's charge. Was literally jumping on the back of those horses in the latter stages. She was a very, very unlucky loser and eye catcher as well. She's stepping back up to a trip, which I think should play right into her strengths. A mile and a quarter. She's a previous course winner here before in the past, over actually further than mile and a quarter, mile and a half, of course. The only problem is with her, she's drawn in stall 13. What a desperate draw she's got. If she would have been drawn in single figures, I would have made her a very strong bet here tonight. But unfortunately, that's not the case. However, I still think she'll run well. So the main choice has to probably be Super Sling, who's been in good form. Well drawn in trap two. This horse finished second to Shake the Bucket. A very consistent, durable, reliable Shake the Bucket here last time out. I always take on board any horse that finishes in and around that animal. You know, you're pretty much guaranteed of another good run if you can run well against Shake the Bucket. There are other in-form horses in this race as well to consider. That's Plenty, of course, who's been a real money spinner for Pat Shanahan over recent times. And you've also got Ned's Indian as well, as likely to go from the front. And, of course, Little Arrows, who turned that horse over last week. So a thoroughly, thoroughly competitive mile and a quarter handicap. If it wasn't for the draw, I'd make She's No Joke a really good bet here. Still think she'll run well, but not sure whether she's good enough to win. So Super Sling gets the vote in what looks a real trappy 7.45.
OK, then, we've got an apprentice handicap, Division 1 of an apprentice handicap, I should say, coming up at 8.15, nearly a mile and 3 furlongs the trip once again. Open races, Andy, not the strongest on the card by any means. We've got two at the top in Habesh and First Friday, who were winners last time out. They'd look to have every chance of following that up as well against some horses that are struggling for form. One towards the bottom is Well Insured, who's pretty consistent.
Yeah, I mentioned Well Insured the other night when I was in the studio. I tipped and napped Alfa Omega, but really Well Insured is mastering and lucky not to win that race. It went the way of First Friday, but to be fair, I think Well Insured should have finally got his head in front here at Dundalk, which he's been threatening to do for quite a while. Unfortunately, he took the running up inside the final furlong under inspired ride by Ray Dawson, only for the horse to almost like trip over himself. I've watched the replay several times and I still can't work out what he actually did, but in doing so, he lost his footing a bit, went into the rail, and he lost a valuable bit of momentum. And that momentum close home allowed First Friday to seize the opportunity late on and thus floor the very unlucky Well Insured. Now I'm going to go for Well Insured again because surely he's got a just as good a chance as he did the last day. Providing he has no things going wrong with him this time, i.e., you know, almost jumping over his own shadow in the latter stages, then hopefully he can finally get his head in front, because he certainly deserves to.
OK, then. The 8.45 is Division 2 of the same handicap. Once again, a mile, 2 furlongs, and 150 yards is the trip. Very similar kind of race this, Andy. A lot of horses struggling for form. You couldn't say that one race is particularly stronger than the other. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, this one's a killer, this one. Haven't really got a strong view. California Rose, she managed to get ahead in front here last time out. She's up in trip for the first time here at Dundalk. She certainly threatens, due to her run style, to get this mile and a quarter. She could be very, very dangerous on that inside draw. Likely to be quite well behind at halfway, but that won't stop her coming home very strong. Steins has been a model of consistency of late. Interesting that Cheekpiece has gone on for the first time. John McConnell thought, well, this horse is finishing in the money without getting his head in front far too many times for his liking. If the headgear works, I'm sure he'll go well. And Golan Heights and Settle for Red are very consistent horses also. There is, however, one lurking down the bottom of the weights I thought might be worth a mention. It's a horse who just had the one run here at Dundalk, but it was quite an eye-catching one here last time out when it finished fifth behind Deep Speed. The horse in question is called Just Nora. And I thought, with a good draw here tonight, trap two, and the trip being raised an extra 2.5 furlongs, I thought this horse could easily run well here. I certainly noticed doing some good late work in the closing stages last week in a good race won by Deep Speed, as I said. And has only got a mark here of 47, which is very, very enticing. Not sure how the handicappers managed to come up with that, but it's probably one of the few horses with a little bit of upside in this race. I think Steins is the most consistent one and the most likely to run his race. But just keep an eye on if that horse is priced up quite on the tall side this morning, that Just Nora.
OK, then, the final race on the card is the 9.15. It's a maiden over a mile and a half. A tricky enough race to end the card here, Andy. Jim Bolger's Laviniad is somewhere clear on ratings of those that have done enough to warrant one. But there's quite a few in here that have got just bits and pieces of nice enough form. Nothing stand out, but the likes of Shizar, Charlander, The Visitor, reasonably consistent without getting the head in front so far.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Lavinia, but that run first time up beyond Calibrate, so it's a massive standard. Of course, Dermot Wells Charge has gone on to run well subsequently. And I thought, to be fair, she rounded off the season quite well on the turf as well, behind Al Mukarab. I quite like that race. She's No Joke was in it. And further down the line was a horse called Charlander. Now, that's the horse that I'm quite keen on here in this race here tonight, Charlander. Caught the eye last week when chasing home Ho Ho in a very strongly run mile and a quarter maiden. It was won by that filly had run well the time before, trained by Takashi Komodo, in behind with Kentucky Woman, Voice of a Curlo, and the short price favourite Shayazar. But I thought Charlander finished second on merit on that occasion, and stepping up in trip as well may well suit this well-bred individual, who looks as though stamina is very much its key suit. It's not a particularly strong-looking maiden. The fact that Carvalus is going to be one of the market leaders with only a rating of 65 probably tells you all you need to know about this race. But the ones that have already had a run here recently, I think Charlander probably makes the most appeal from an each-way point of view.
OK then, Charlander the pick in the Lucky Last at 9.15. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with all those selections. Enjoy the racing this evening and have a good Christmas, because I won't be speaking to you before Christmas. I'd imagine Mark will probably eke another Irish racing preview if he can out of you. But many happy returns, and I'll catch up with you just probably between Christmas and the New Year.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, and to yourself and to all the listeners, if you don't catch me before Christmas, I think there might be one in Ireland on Sunday. But even so, there's going to be plenty of action at Leopardstown, isn't it, with their glittering four-day card over the Christmas period, obviously with the Lexus being the chief race. But, yeah, I'm going to be busy all the way through then, trying to sort out some of those condition racing handicaps, which won't be easy.
No, not easy. But anyway, thank you for your time, Andy, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.